This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
To wrap things up, I'm going to check in with my friend Henry Finder and see what he's into these days. Henry is an editor at The New Yorker. In fact, he's my editor when I have a piece in the magazine. So let's just say he has exquisite taste, especially when he likes a first draft. What's going on?
Well, let's see. There's this new book by Kevin Young out. It's his selected poems. It's called Blue Laws. And a couple of years ago, after my father died, I found myself reading Kevin Young's The Book of Hours. And that's a book that's partly about grieving. It's partly about elation. It's the death of a father. It's the birth of a son. And it got me thinking that, you know, we have this word fatherhood, but we don't have the reciprocal word. We don't have that other word. You know, sonhood is not a word. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of words we don't have, a lot of blank tiles in the dictionary, and that maybe one function of poems is to find the words when there is no word. You know, there's no word for the intersection between, you know, your personal identity and your social identities. There's no word for the taste of pepper vinegar, right? There's no word for the condition of being the son to a father. And then the poet arrives, and the words are found.
He's a great poet. What else is on your desk or screen?
There's a half-hour TV series called W1A.
Mm-hmm. We share this. We love this.
It's a sitcom you can see on Netflix, I believe. It's a BBC show about the BBC. And much of it takes place in a series of meetings involving the head of values, played by Hugh Bonneville, known from Downton Abbey, the head of governance or strategic governance, and so on and so on.
It just sounds like meetings I've been in.
Everyone at the BBC that you meet says, yeah, it's funny because it's true. You know, the brand transformations, the attempt to come up with a BBC logo that's more app-y. Anyone who works in the media during a time of transition,
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
knows the nature of these kinds of discussions. It's just it's done.
It's just a few episodes, right?
It's two seasons now, actually, and the seasons are short.
But they're short.
They're British seasons. Yeah.
What's final?
You know, I've always been obsessed with the also-rans, the people who are edged out of our attention and our memory. Little unjustly, because they weren't quite the number one player. And so I'm going to throw out Georges Ancelot. Who is he? The point is, you never heard of him. He is...
How do you spell his last name?
O-N-S-L-O-W. Uh-huh. In his day, he was heralded by Pleyel, his publisher, as the French Beethoven. He was...
The French Beethoven.
He did astonishing works, chamber music, symphonies, and so on. And yeah, he wasn't Beethoven, but it's the inequality problem in the realm of reputation. Why does all the attention funnel to the 1%? You know, it's like, here's, Haydn was really good, but you know, Christian Cannabich from the Mannheim court, he was also really good. you know, the Hofner Symphony of Mozart. It's
he
terrific.
Can't get arrested, though.
Yes.
So what should we listen to of the French
couple
Beethoven?
A couple years ago, the brilliant cellist Maria Kliegel recorded Onslow's cello sonatas, Opus 16, and they're extraordinary. They compare very, very well to Beethoven's cello sonatas.
Almost as good.
Yeah, almost as good.
So Onslow was the Engelbert Humperdinck of his time compared to Tom Jones.
That's just unkind.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you. Glad you could drop by.
Henry Finder is an editor at The New Yorker.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.